Listen.
This room feels like a pressure chamber. You know what is a pressure chamber? Where the content is seeking to explode. It's like a pressure chamber. All you need to do is to be inside there and say, I don't want God. It's a lie. The mistake you made is to find yourself inside here. Yes. Sit down, reduce. I'm not the one that is ministering. So, this thing you are trying to do, I can't follow it. Else another thing will happen. Listen. Turn with me quickly to the book of Acts. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. I want to teach a little in just 30 minutes before we welcome God's servant. I want to teach a little on what I titled the doctrine of power. You see, why not? Let's start from the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49. A lot of the things that we are doing in the kingdom, everything in the kingdom hinges on a man understanding and entering into this reality. Yes. As a matter of fact, by the time we get into the new age, the age to come, the scripture spoke about the age to come. He said that the Holy Spirit is the power of the age to come. Now, it's not about the Holy Spirit. It's about the fact that the age to come needs a system that powers and sustains it. Yes. As a matter of fact, there is something about the word of God that has power beyond measure, such that he says, I commit you to the word of his grace that is able to keep you. The Bible says that God sustains everything by the word of his power. Such is power. So, anything that have the capacity to get something done in the kingdom must have power encoded in it. So when a man or anything does not have power encoded, that is something that is about to fail. Because you'll be looking at what to do. You'll be looking at the realities of your assignment. Without the requisite power, you will be a weakling. You will be crying for help in the face of the things that God has ordained you to do. Why? There is no power. There is no power. Even God knew that the age to come need to be powered. So when we come there, the Holy Ghost becomes the power of the age to come. It is such a reality that God even wanted us to taste of the power of the age to come. He wanted us to taste of it. Such that by the time you are entering into the new age, something in you is crying out for more. That is God's system of operating. You will remember in Exodus, before they entered, okay, in the book of Joshua, before they entered into the Canaan land, the scripture said that they sent some witnesses into the land and they came back with the fruits of the land. Meanwhile, they have not yet entered the land. But the principle of God is that before new seasons break forth upon us, he will select a few amongst us that will begin to test about the age to come. Their life is such that it will become witness to what God is about to bring to the territory. You see, God ordained that before you begin to speak for him on a certain matter, he will pass you through the process and give you the requisite empowerment. It is that empowerment that shows people indeed that God sent you. That was why in the book of Luke chapter 24, 49, who is the person there? Okay, let me use my Bible. Open with me to the book of Luke chapter 24, verse 49. I didn't hear you, but what? In the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Jesus is trying to say, just because you know what you need to do doesn't mean you should go and do it. There is something that makes it possible. There is something that pushes it. I've heard people, they say all you need to do is to teach. When a man teaches and your heart receives it, he taught by power. You think it's easy to break into the heart of men by the voice of your word? It's power that makes men, they come under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit simply because they heard your voice. It's power. It is power that will make a man, he's doing counseling, but his counseling is with power, such that he will say the same thing you said and your own won't make any sense, but his own will make sense. I heard that they came to a program and two men of God, one is a prayer man, the other is not, and one they recited Psalm 23 and the other recited it with the sonorous voice. See how sweet the voice is. I believe your voice is better than my own. Yeah, it's better, but when we sing, we see that the difference is obvious. Now, as sweet as your voice is, he will prefer to listen to my own. There is something he's looking for. He's looking for something that is of eternal entered. So the appearance of a man is the answer to the territorial prayer and cry. Such are the kind of men that we seek. He is the answer to a territorial cry. What that man had was power. Power. Charles Finney. We pass through a territory, and people will begin to cry out under the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they will stay there for 3 days, for 4 days, for even 1 week, sometimes two weeks. So they call it the room of inquiry. That is the reason why we have removed this thing from the church and the organ of spiritual development. And men came into Christ, they cannot define how they got born again. And that is why Satan can snatch them away. I always talk to my mother. She said, I can't forget the day I got born again. It was Jesus that I saw. Many things you can deceive me about, but not that encounter. You go into the inquiry room, and when you go there, they do what they call, they search your heart. So that is why these days believers got born again, but they don't see any difference between them and fornicating. The only thing that changed is that they brought them into church and showed them how to sing a choir. So we have crooks and demons. My friend used to call them demon boys and demon girls inside choir, and they are looking for pastor to bring down. You think they came for you just because they say the sinner's prayer, say after me, Jesus is Lord, come into my heart, whoa. And then you write it, you say 1,000 people gave their life to Christ. You missed it. There is a convicting power that came on men. Some of them didn't even have time to utter words, but their life became evident of the encounter they had. If it is by what you said, what of the dumb man that didn't speak, yet he got born again? We wait to see your face. You can't go like this. We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice by the river. Listen, so the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Let's start from verse 1. The scripture said, help me Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 1. Verse 1 said, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all Jesus began to do and to teach. He said, until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto his apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Jesus showed himself alive by proofs. Follow me. Are you with me? You see, there are certain places, there are certain things we cannot expect from believers of these last days. There are no depths of encounters, convictions, empowerment that God has brought them to. There is something these apostles saw and they were willing to die for Jesus. We cannot expect this generation to die, as it has become obvious that there is death hanging on our lives. Yes, that's what Paul said. He said, it seems as if God has made us the apostles. He has made us first to make us public spectacles. Huh? In fact, every day we be about death. You see, I believe God is raising an apostolic and prophetic generation, but they don't even know why. It's not for you to have titles, it's for you to die. Yes, not just dying to flesh, dying literally. You know, when we say the glory of the latter house, what will happen in this move will be more inclusive of death. More, they killed 5 million those days. We are believe they might kill 10 or 20. So you are not getting me. This, my message won't be popular to you, but there is a power that upholds men even to the last breath. To the last breath. They asked a man of God, he said, one thing I know is that if God gives me the grace, I can do it, but no man can utter with his mouth that he can do that. When the day appears, you will now see that there is a power with which you offer your life. It's an offering. The greatest crown that will come upon your head is what we call the crown of life. Men that died as martyrs. You can't do that. You can't live this age without power. I'm not saying do miracle. I say you can't live without power. Every day, the supernatural and the spiritual realm is forcing itself into our realm. It can come like technology, it can come like anything, but when you look at it well, you will see that men that have done business in darkness have used the wisdom of Satan to bring things. It looks like technology, but when men engage it, they will see Satan at the end. So you come and contend with that thing powerlessly. What you will notice is that you will become subject. Men that don't have power, they give many excuses. Very soon, inside your office, many things will be happening. You'll be following because you don't have answer. You don't have answer. But men that have power, they are equipped for their season. They are equipped for the call. They are equipped for the demand. They are equipped for the death. Yes. So there are many infallible proofs that Jesus needs to bring across. Once again, I tell him all the time that except this proof comes, there are certain things we can't do. It will just be in the talk. And I'm such a man that doesn't believe in talking and nothing is happening. Meanwhile, the man that we followed, the scripture spoke about him and said, of all that Jesus began to do, and then to teach. That is the pattern. Are you telling me everything you taught in your Bible session as the rabbi that those things are functioning in your life? Sorry for always facing you. I apologize. But that is the life of hypocrisy we live. We can talk about things and we don't have it. And the problem with that is that if you talk about matters for long and the power that backs it up is not evident in your life, what will happen is that you will backslide. You will go and find scriptures that can support that kind of life mode that you have found yourself now. Yes, and in case you don't know, even Satan can find scriptures to support his excesses. So don't be moved that somebody found scripture and something that looks like he supports what he's doing is inside it. Satan has scripture. When he met Jesus, I thought it would be a battle of powers, but it was a battle of scriptures. He said, it is written that he has given his angels charge over you, that they will bear you up in their wings. Just get down from this place. It is written. So if you meet the preachers of today, they say it's written, but they won't know it's Satan that is speaking on that day by the voice of his false prophets. It is written. Is it not written? It's written in the book of Psalms chapter 91. It's written, but it's Satan that is quoting the scripture.
If Satan quotes the scripture that is correct, it will not achieve God's purpose. Yes, he's Satan. He's Satan. He's Satan.
The scripture now said, I'm speaking to them of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. If I tell you to summarize the whole of the scripture now, how will you summarize it? There is a theme that this whole scripture has, and it's a phrase. The whole scripture is about a king and his kingdom, the Christ and his kingdom. That is why, for you to the right perspective of every matter, you have to bring it to the circumference of the kingdom. That is when you will now see the real purpose. Any man that steps aside from being a kingdom man, we begin to lose focus of all the endowments that God is giving to him, inclusive of this power, because capacity to execute power on behalf of God accurately to achieve his purposes is only possible when a man is educated on things pertaining to what? The things pertaining to what? So Jesus, even though he wanted to release power on them as fast as possible, he has to hold on. He has to hold on because he looked at these men. They are not trained on things that is pertaining to the kingdom. If you give that your brother that 10 million he's looking for, we can't see him. He doesn't know, he doesn't have the capacity. It's only people like us that have looked. I can't tell him because it will break his heart. But he doesn't have the capacity. He will use, at best he will do philanthropy. Philanthropy is not equal to kingdom financier. Yes, there is a man that was NCCF Ogun State, one of the patrons. We went to meet him, Ijini Abada. When we met him, he taught us something that never left my life. He said one day God taught him a lesson. The difference between a philanthropist in the natural and a kingdom financier, they are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. He said the difference is that one day he had some cars that he has that he is no more using. So he went and refurbished and restored one of the cars and wanted to give it to one of his nephews. In the night, God told him, don't try it. This person doesn't need car. That there is somebody I've already told that his car is coming next week. So what will happen is that, wait. Guess what? He went and took another car and gave the man of God when he saw him. The man said no. That God told me the kind of car is not this one. And the man agreed that it's true. He made the mistake. He felt that this person is not supposed to have this kind of thing. When he now gave it to him, he learned a lesson. Now, it's not the man of God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the man that even though he wanted to be a philanthropist by giving all his household, his generation, you know, the people, your immediate family, your nuclear family, and extended, the people of your village, they don't know you now. When you become a big man of God, they will notice. Heard the story. They said my village people now say I'm a pastor. Me, if you see the way I hide, I will be on top of Okada and I will hide behind the Okada until I was moving one place one day. And a guy, the last time we saw was when we did primary school in the 90s. The guy called me pastor. I said something is happening. You don't, that guy is part of the trouble that we have. But he called me pastor. And I said, what is happening? Now I need to tell you that Jesus needed to teach these men things pertaining to the kingdom. If not, you will live here and waste it. Let me tell you. Even prayer power. I hope you know prayer power is one of the costliest graces in the kingdom. Do you know you can waste it? Yes. Many people have tempted me to waste it, actually. So they will come and bring all their troubles. All they want is for me to leave kingdom prayers and start praying for their needs. You lied. I can't do it. Guess what? This is the way you know this kind of people. If you call them, come,
come to Bedpans and pray every Tuesday, Wednesday. They come first one and disappear. They will now stay where they are and be sending you, bombarding you with messages and call. How tomorrow they will die. Die now. If you die tomorrow, another person replace you. We don't have time. It is when I see you praying, you pray for long, then I'll develop interest. I will know that anything if I help you now, it will last for God. Because if you help those, they will remember their old girlfriends. They will remember they have not taken chieftaincy title in their village. Yes, I'm telling you. They will go to their village, to their home, and be paying school fees for them. Eh? I'm not saying it's bad, but they come to church and give 1,000 naira. They will hear 10 times that God needs something. They can't do it. But they can do everything in their village and they will be healing them. And they will come back and be telling you all their troubles. Those men are not kingdom men. They don't need our empowerment. And I use eyes and see them. If you like, be my brother. I don't care. I will not touch this my hand on you. Because I know if I pray for you, something will happen. That is how we made the mistake in the body of Christ before now. We saw occultists and laid hands on them and empowered them. And very soon they use the same thing to prosper the agenda of Satan. A season come, they will sit at your church as elders, but in the night they attend occultic meetings because they were not brought into the sphere of God where they begin to see the purpose of the empowerment that God is releasing for them. It is kingdom, and only kingdom men can execute this cancer. So Jesus, even though he was resurrected, he took casual leave and came back and began to teach them on the matters that is left, on the things that he need to bring them up to speed with. It's a strange matter, because this is like somebody, the president, are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Now this is like the president of Nigeria that just won election. Reduce a little. Like the president of Nigeria that just won election, and he's supposed to be sworn in immediately. But before he became the president, he was your lecturer. Are you in campus? Yes, he was your lecturer. And there is a lecture that he left uncompleted. So he now went and contested for election and won. But he knew that he needs, because when he was lecturer, he knew you. He knew his class people. He knew amongst them that these people he has taught are the people best placed to continue his heart pant and desire. Huh? So when he received the scepter of authority, where is the best place to release it except the people you have been teaching in your classroom? Is it not true? Meanwhile, he knew that that empowerment will be wasted if he doesn't complete his lecture. So he didn't go back. Even though if he's Nigeria now, even if he's your mother, you will rush. Who is your mother? People kill their mother, their parents, their brothers and sisters to become all these things. But Jesus decided to postpone his coronation service just to come and finish a lecture, because he knew that you have to be included in his plans and you have not been brought up to speed of the demands of the calling that is on your life. Yes, so he gave you extra time. That you finish your service doesn't mean you are finished. God needs to give you extra time so that you come up to date. Because if this season passes, you will not be able to achieve much. The things that is coming before you needs an education in certain things, so that when it comes, you will have the capacity to carry them. So Jesus brought a new teaching. He began to teach them on the things pertaining to the kingdom, because it's only kingdom men that can receive the empowerment of God. Are you a kingdom man? Don't answer fast. Because when we reduce your life, we will now see what if the time, how you spend your time in a day, is a proof of where your allegiance is. Do you know how we know kingdom men? Once you say Jesus, and they can trace that, just like evangelist is a complete pure kingdom man. Complete. He was moving by air. Air stopped, he entered road. Road stopped, he entered water. Water stopped, he started trekking. Trekking stopped, he entered So he is not limited by anything. What is his target is the purpose. He is a kingdom man. His energy, his time. His resources is channeled towards accomplishing that agenda. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not yet a kingdom man. Investments of God are wasted on your life. Meanwhile, there is power coming. There is power coming. And the cry of my heart is that we still have few kingdom men. Few, very few. Very few. If God can make a call on a conference like this and somebody will give a flimsy excuse, that's why he can't come. You are not a kingdom man. What will happen is that very soon God will stop counting on you. He will shall help you. You are a child of God. Say after me, you are a child of God. So he will still be showing you mercy. But there is an empowerment of the last days. You want to be in the number? Are you not tired of that Sunday thing you are doing? Okay, are you not tired? No, you can continue. We will see in 5 years' time. You know, no. Somebody said, who? Yes, 5 years. Actually, five is small. Some of you is 10 years. Benga, how old are you now? He's 19 now. So, let's say you want to waste your time. You have 11 years to waste. The time you have before you are 30 years old is the amount of time you have to waste. For some of us that have crossed 30, we are living on borrowed time. Continue wasting time. Are you with me? You are free. Continue. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, continue wasting time. Continue. If you see the people that are ashamed, they are the people. Like there is a sister at my left. He doesn't believe it, but it's true. There is a call God will make now. You will see you are a time waster. We can check what you have been able to do and how you did it this year. You are a time waster. Yes, and you need to know, time is a precious gift. I know that sometimes we say time is a burden, but it's not truly true. Time is a precious gift, but it's only precious because of the investment in it, because of its capacity to open up window to eternity for us. So we can encode eternal things in time and function from there. Let me show you something. Because when evangelists come here, what we drop is a nuclear bomb. Grace is nuclear bomb evangelist. And what will happen here is magnitude 10.4 earthquake. Kai. You know the one that used to swallow house? Hey. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from. What is this thing about don't depart? Don't depart. What is this thing about don't depart? There are many people that are preaching, and they are not. They thought they are representing God. See, when I mean power, there is destiny consistent power. There is territory consistent proof that you need. So when I speak about power, you have to narrow it down to yourself. So if you're an evangelist, you can't say, if God heal, if God doesn't heal, you lie. God must heal. For an evangelist, God must heal. It's not optional. Wheelchairs must be cleared. Dead must be raised. Cancers must drop. Tumors must drop. Eyes with no eyeball must come back. Yes. Hands must grow out. Legs must grow out. For the evangelist, it must happen. It's not. You have to trust God for that calling, destiny specific proof. Maybe you are like the fool, the rich, wise fool that evangelist told us found out in hell that he was supposed to be a kingdom financier. You must have money. For people, others, they can be rich, they cannot be rich. Tochuku, you must have money. Stop saying amen. It's not an amen thing. It's a realization thing. Kingdom, you must have it. You can't be saying, God, I saw in the vision we are supporting the gospel and people are preaching all over the world, yet what you have in your account is 2,000 naira. You will die without fulfilling your destiny. And what people don't understand is that they continue hoping that God will, hoping that God will give them money to support the gospel. Hoping, they continue hoping and die. It's not hope. There is power to make wealth. Power. Say after me, power. To make wealth. That's what the scripture said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. I am God. I am the one that giveth you power to make wealth. There is such a power. Yes. My father told me when he was doing business that there are two angels that is in charge of business that used to come with him. See, there are mysteries though. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When this power begins to work on you, you can present a quotation and your own is 1 million higher. They will still choose you because there is power behind what you are doing. Yes, now somebody was doing something for me. Another person quoted less. I said, I don't want to finish and be telling story. Let's find somebody we know can deliver well. There is one person I said, I like, he's a man of integrity. That's why we'll give him whatever said, we are going with him. Meanwhile, others are giving less quotation. But we gave it, there is power involved in this matter now. My father said that he will come to his shop and two angels, one at the left hand, one at the right. And when you go to market, let me advise you. Sometimes if you go to market like this place now is market area, pray in tongues. So some of the shops you are entering because a spirit is you there. A spirit is driving you there. So my father said that he will still be in the house by 9 a.m. People will come to his shop and sit down and be waiting for him to come and sell. Meanwhile, his neighbor like this and like this is selling the same thing. He is selling the same price, nothing different. But they said they want to buy Oga Joe's own. Oga Joe, Oga Joe, Oga Joe. May you be Oga Joe that people will wait for. There is power. There is power, yes. There is such a power. There is power. Even in ministry, there is power. It's not just miraculous power. There is power that drew people here. In this kind of thing, if you think it's not power, or you are called the meeting, call it. You will not see anybody, even your mother will not come. There is power that draws people. They hear the sound in the, even the people that couldn't come, they felt bad that they are not here. Why? There is power. You must trust God for that. Don't just come and give your generation excuse. You come and be giving excuse. If you appear in heaven and they show you what you are supposed to do that you have not done, remember, that is the basis of reward. That is the basis of reward. What you are sent to do that you did is how God will now reward you. Meanwhile, you can't accomplish that if you don't have the requisite power. The power that it takes. Anyway, that's not my teaching today. Go to the book of, just go to verse 8 so that I will strike three things. Verse 8. It said, but ye shall receive power. Say after me, but ye shall receive power. I didn't hear you. Say after me, but ye shall receive power. Here, the word receive is lambano. See, the word receive in the New Testament in Greek means two major things. Dekomai. In dekomai, is like passivity. This is dekomai. Receive. So there is really nothing you need to do about it. Is it not true? It's more like your salvation. Like many things that is encapsulated in the finished works of Christ. Many things that the foundational stuff. But when it comes to ministry, when it comes to delivering God's purpose, there is a heavy price to pay for it. Very heavy. So this one now, that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. This is what the scripture is simply saying here. When the Holy Spirit comes, there is a new access that is granted to men that was not there before. Eh? Before, you cannot decide to have power. Are you getting my point? Oh, but in this regime now, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you guys, you can wake up one day and decide that, as I am now, as a young lady, I will not be powerless in my life. And you begin to do the duties that generate power. Eh? And the Holy Ghost will stay there and back you up. I will show you. This lampano means to lay hold unto manifestation. It is not just that you lay hold, to lay hold unto manifestation. So, because there is something you need to understand. Huh? Are you not baptized in the Holy Spirit? Don't you have the Holy Ghost? Where is the power now? See, we need to tell ourselves the truth. When you look at the scripture, and it seems as if there is a gap. The fault is not from God. There is a revelational gap that people use many excuses to cover. But when you search well, you will see the truth. The truth is that there is a distance between speaking in tongues and having the power. Speaking in tongues is not the proof. Power is the proof. That is how the real proof, the real sign that a man has the Holy Ghost, the coming on him, working on his power. So if you speak in tongues for long, power will come. Whether you say power come or not, it will come. It's power. People have spoken in tongues for 3 years, yet masturbation things are still there. Do you know why? Their tongues can generate power. Now, if you need to understand this lambano now, you will have to... What do you study in school? Eh?
No, I don't.
Who studied chemistry? You study chemistry. Okay. You are still studying. I need who studied. Who studied? Industrial chemistry. Physical sciences. Who studied? What do you study? Physics. You know what is called the fractionating column? Fractionating column. My God. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, what you didn't know is that they carried all of you and put inside a fractionating column. This is what happens. Huh? Now, in a fractionating column, two things happen. You carry a content. Let's use crude oil for an example. You put it inside a fractionating column and begin to heat it and add pressure on it. There are two key things that is applied to it. One is heat. The second one is what? Pressure. So no matter how much you want crude oil to come out, at 100 degrees Celsius, you can't have crude oil. Is it not true? But I have the Holy Ghost, I have crude oil. Are you now seeing the problem? I have the Holy Ghost. He's like the crude oil. But for you, in your heart, is still congealed. You need to heat it at higher temperature. Now, you increase it to 500 and then you start having some results. You now notice that when you lead worship, some people will be crying, some things will be happening. Like, somebody will come and tell me, daddy, some people, I led prayer, some people fell under power. I will just smile. That one is 500 degrees. The crude oil is coming out, but it's congealed. The way it's coming out slow. Like somebody that is woken out of a deep sleep. Before God will move, you will almost beg him. Has it not happened to you before? You pray. You say, have you not said, if I be a man of God, follow me now? And nothing happened. If I be a man of God. Do you know why? You are not a man of God. That's why nothing happened. That's why nothing happened. So you take the crude oil, continue to heat it. At what's the measurement of pressure? Pressure. Eh? Like for example,
temperature, let's use Celsius. For pressure now, give me one. Huh? Millimeter mercury. So you begin to apply pressure. Let's say 500. Let's say 1,000 each. 1,000 for heat and 1,000 for pressure. Ah! If crude oil, you say, I don't want to come out. Now lie. At that point, you start having kerosene, combustible matter. Say combustible. You can't find combustible component of the Holy Ghost that is brought inside your heart until you subject it to high temperature and pressure. Then the content that entered into your heart will begin to precipitate at different layers, depending on the pressure and temperature you are willing to subject it to. The more you subject it, the more it begins to come, until some of us, we got to 2000 and then we have aviation fuel. That one is environmental. You won't see anything. All you need to do is to enter an environment and you begin to perceive. Somebody entered into somebody's prayer room. No, the person has finished praying and came out and was greeting him normal. The guy entered and did fire is smelling here. Fire can smell. Say, what is burning? He didn't know it's burning in the secret. I say, you can put something. You have not put it under pressure. Continue complaining now. Touch your neighbor, say, continue complaining. Don't put power. Don't put the content of the spirit under pressure. It will stay there. Yes, the Holy Ghost came with power, but it's dormant in your own life. But in evangelists, it's working. But in your own life, it's dormant. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's not bigger. It's the same thing. He decided to put his own under high temper. Imagine where he is. He is still like this. May God help you. The way you see him praying and doing the thing, if he doesn't motivate you, I don't know what will motivate you again. Try it. If you think, how many of you think healing the sick is easy? Those days I took all the books of miracles, I listened to them and I just psyched myself up. I thought it was faith I had. I didn't know it was my soul that I psyched up by listening to too many messages on healing and miracle and reading books. I psyched myself up and came out. I commanded deaf ear to open. I said, can you hear? I said, demon, come out. Yes, now. Some of you here, you have even commanded demon to come out. He warned you seriously. Is it not true? There is a guy that is a choir master. He used to sleep with choir members. So one day, and he dresses like a man of God. May you not dress like a man of God without power. Because you'll be walking on the street and they will say, we have problem. And you will tell them, let me call my pastor. You are a foolish person. There is a reason they called you. So the guy sleeps with choir members. And a time came and somebody was possessed with a terrible demon. And because he's like a man of God already, so they called him to come and cast out the devil. So he came in the flesh. I wanted to bind the spirit. The spirit was not willing to entertain that kind of folly. Huh? There are days you bind spirit with your carelessness. They will just keep quiet. They won't come out, but they will just keep quiet. But on that day, the spirit was not willing to keep quiet. The spirit raises back her back. Is a lady. Raise her back hand. Do like this. Do like this now. The guy, his lips broke. The thing is still there. The emblem is still there till today. You know, you can be doing magic. The day you will know is when you try to. It's devils. That's why some people, they don't like talking about demons and devils and casting out devils, because it exposes your weakness. It exposes your fake life. Actually, you can
heal the sick and do some miracle. But if he's casting of devils, you can't be living in sin and do it. One day, demon will, you want to cast a demon, say, you, even you that came out on top of a woman, you want to cast me out. Don't allow me to expose you. They did it to one man of God. He said, I bind you, I stop you from talking. Because he's exposing the man's secret. And the prayer warrior that came with him, we are wondering, is he our great man of God that they are talking about? He said, don't believe Satan. Satan always lies. Satan always, but that day Satan is not lying. So the scripture said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the Holy Spirit coming doesn't mean power has come. The Holy Ghost is not the same thing with power, but he comes with the power. You can't say, but when he appears, when you interact with him in prayer, then the power dimension of him will begin to be ministered to you. But him is a person. He's a person that has feelings. He's a person. Sometimes the scripture says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He's a person. You can say, I'm a good man. But you can't say that good is the man. You know, that's the problem we have these days. I've been hammering it. There are people that is taking this love thing to the extreme. To the point that what they are teaching now is that love is God. Love is not God. God is love. God is love and many other things. See, because when you say love is God, it means that anyhow that love is manifested, then it is God. Then that your boyfriend that say, if you love me, show me. That one is he love too? But for in that man's understanding, it is love. We need to travel to God's heart and find out that sometimes he will say no and you will feel bad, and it is called love. It is God that is love. It is God that is good. They met Jesus and said, good master. Nobody can do this. He said, none is good except God. Is it that Jesus is not good? No. He's trying to say the good in me is because of the God in me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anybody that is good outside of God, one day Satan will checkmate your goodness in the flesh. And you will find out that you are not really good. This thing, you are just quiet because of the way they say people in your family, they are quiet. People in your family, they are quiet. I was talking with your mom one time now. He said that you used to be quiet, that shook at him. He forget this thing he's doing, but the anointing came and he became another man. That's what they told me. Anyway, your own is nothing. My own is, let me not bore you with my story. If you know me before, if there is anybody that knew me in the 90s, you will know that it can only be God that make people like us to stand here. I believe in the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. That's why you have option now. Me, I don't have option. If I don't serve Jesus, what will I be doing now? Tell me what I will be doing. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice. By the river. I have 10 minutes. I need to establish this thing. Now, remember the scripture said in verse 8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You see, if we leave it here, you will say, it's not true. But I need to show you one or two more scriptures to buttress this point. Because the scripture said that in the presence of two witnesses, a matter is established. Let's see Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Quickly, Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Follow me. It said, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into where? You know, I don't know if you are the one or evangelist that was teaching, and he said that the sons of God are them that are led by the Spirit. Let me show you what is meant. You know, they just told you things. Let me show you
the practical reality. What happens when we mean that the Holy Ghost is leading you? Look at it. He said, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. You know, have you noticed one time you finish praying for, it has happened to you, you finish from a prayer meeting and they pray for 12 hours, 24, and you went home, your father beat you up and slapped you. They said you shouldn't go out again. That day they persecuted you for 1 week. And you wonder, I thought I went to. You are missing the point. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, was what? Led into the wilderness. Because God knew that you can't even succeed. You can't even survive the wilderness if you are not full of the Spirit. That is why he brought you to a 12 hours prayer meeting. So that by the time, if they abuse you, you will know it's Jesus. Anything that happens. Are you getting my point? So when God is leading you, it's not just to green pastures, new job, new car, husband. Are you with me? Money in your account and all those things. That is not just the place that the Holy Ghost. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, there he will lead. Sometimes he will lead you into the wilderness. Eh? Actually, the word there is not lead. Actually, the word there is, when he was full of the Holy Ghost drove him. See, after me, drove. That means you don't want to go. Have you seen your child? Doc, where are you? Your child in the morning. One of those days, he will refuse to go to school. And then you bring out and say, today you must go to school. On that day, you drove him to school. He didn't want to go. Some of the fasting we did is not because we want to. The Holy Ghost drove us. Some of the prayer is not as if you want to pray. But in the night, when it's time for prayer, an angel will come and tap you like this and say, time has come. You didn't want to, you come and say, some of you that is not wise, you say, no, hi, one more hour, and then you sleep. He will show you mercy if you are starting and give you one more hour. He will wake you again by two. Since he woke you by one, he said, Kai, the distance between 2 and 5. Is how many hours? He said, God, Shabbat. God of all grace and mercy. We cannot limit ourselves to legalities, to things. God can move anywhere he is. I can pray in my as I'm going to walk. No, but God, you have an appointed time with God. He will come and sit and be waiting for you. Only for a mortal man not to appear when immortals are sitting. You won't be taken very serious. Many doors will be locked up to you. That's how some of you got your doors locked up. And for 5 years you have been crying to experience something you saw when you were in secondary school. The last time you experienced that thing, you were in secondary school. Where is it now? It is because there were seasons when they were waiting and you took it for granted. You thought you can get it anytime you want. You didn't know the same thing that came easy to you was what people are crying for. Let's see verse 2. Okay, being 40 days. So Jesus was driven into the wilderness to be tempted. The Holy Ghost filled him and he was now driven. When the Holy Ghost fills you, where do we find you? Sometimes when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not to do miracle. It's to find yourself in new layers of sacrifice. There are things you can't pass through except you are filled. There are trials and temptations, persecutions, all manner of stuff that you can't pass through except you are filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Now look at verse 14. And Jesus returned. How? I thought he's filled with the Holy Ghost. What is happening here? That means those days he was filled with the Holy Ghost. There is no power yet. It was when he came out from the wilderness. The scripture said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him all about and all the places. So the Holy Ghost drove him to the place where power needs to be generated. Don't say you are representing God if there is no power to back up what you are doing. Even Satan empowers his minions. He doesn't just send them, he gives them something. Let's strike one more point and then we go. One more scripture and we establish this matter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Look at it. The scripture said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency or speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Next verse. "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Next verse. "And I was with you in much weakness, in and in fear, and in much trembling." Verse 4. "And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of" what? Wait. "The demonstration of the Spirit and" — it's not the same — "the Spirit and power." Actually, I didn't understand this thing initially when I started. So I come to meeting and I will pray for the sick. I will touch the person. The person will fall. Has it happened to you before? Has it not happened? You touch somebody, he fell, but he came up with the same sickness. What you had was demonstration. You don't have power yet. So you come to meeting and you sing in the Holy Ghost, do some things, people sing in tongues, and people fall, move. That thing is still demonstration. Power have not come. Power. So the problem in the last days is that people equate demonstrations to power. It's not necessarily the same. They can come at the same time, but they are not necessarily the same. So what we have everywhere is demonstrations everywhere, but there is no power. That was what Oral Roberts told Benihin. Yes. You know, Oral Roberts mentored him over some seasons. And he was sitting down in his meeting like this, and Benny took out his jacket and said, "Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost!" And people were falling everywhere. Ora was not moved. He was watching as an elder. He was watching. He noticed that after that thing, some wishes still remained. You can't convince a man that came from the healing faith movement that kind of power, that kind of thing will be happening and wishes will not be cleared. And he cannot deny that what Benny is doing is powerful. So he couldn't explain it the way I'm explaining it now. So what he told Benny is, "Benny, make sure you give them something as they fall." In other words, people can fall without catching anything. They wake up with their sin. They fell under power with their sin. They fell under power, came back with their prayerlessness. They fell under power, came back with their sickness. They fell under power, came back with their oppressions. You didn't do anything. It's just mere demonstration. And that thing, you need to learn. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is the way you can sort out fake in the last days. Because you can live in sin and come and sing or do things, and people will fall, and you snap it, and then show. We see the same people in our meeting, and I will be in bed pants. Demons will be coming out from them. Meanwhile, we saw them fall down in your meeting. The problem is that there was demonstration and there was no power. You are too interested in people falling under power. You are not interested in something happening to them. So they were just laying, yet nothing happened. You see, my speech and my teaching is not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and what? Power. Touch your neighbor and say, now that you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? What is his answer? It's a sincere question. No? Now that you have the Holy Ghost, you have the power. That you saw where you are preaching to 1 million people. As you are now, can you do it? You think it's easy to stand on a crusade ground? It's not just because you can, you know, you can easily say that God didn't call you there. No, it's not just because God didn't call you. You don't have what it takes. When you stand on a crusade ground on an open air, that's when you know anointed people. Because what you are, it's easy to flow here. I speak from experience. For many years, I will come into meeting and things will happen. I will come to an open air. I'll be shouting. I'll even be laying hands on people like this. They'll be looking at me. I will be saying in my heart, Jesus, even if it's one person, please. Even if it's one. You know, I'm sincere with you. So that you know, we pass through this part. Eh? Until I started learning that it's not the same thing. You know, when you come on a crusade ground, that is why, if you see a man that lands ministry by evangelism, he can survive. See, even if you are a pastor, start with evangelism. Even if you are called to the pastoral office, start with evangelism. That's what made people like Pastor Chris get to where they are pastor, but their heart, they have a strong evangelistic leaning. When it comes to his crusade, he still talks like a pastor. Can't talk like evangelist. But he still has passion. That's how he broke into the anointing. That's how I broke into anointing. Passion for souls. It doesn't matter what else you are doing. Why do you need the power now? You heard my stories. When I preached to my roommate, we argued for 4 hours, 5 hours. He now told me, nah, Edu, later, I will be born again, later. Meanwhile, I won argument. That you and somebody did argument and you won doesn't mean that you won argument, but you didn't win the person. But God's reason for sending you is to win men, not arguments. I went and asked God what was wrong. I remember the book I read where somebody said, give me souls or I die. I said, I want to know what this guy did. I noticed he fasted and prayed. I said, I won't put food in this my mouth. This guy, I told God, you must give me this soul by all means. I prayed and prayed and prayed and fasted for 6 days. 6 to 6 only. I'll be praying. Give me this one soul. Give me. I now went for a camp meeting. And the guy in that period, we were in UNN those days. So, he went to a fellowship in UNN. Should I call the name of the fellowship? I don't know if they are still powerful now. Those days, Charismatic Students Fellowship. That's where he went to. And the reason is because those men allow the charismatic means they allow power to move. So the guy went because he saw a damsel, oh my God, that is fair to look upon. And then when he checked the damsel said, come to fellowship. The guy is so caught up with the damsel that he didn't bother. And he has been doing it to a few other ladies. Say, come to church. They bring you to church. He knows your pastor. He knows one of you. They used to meet in one corner. So they come and collect you, eat and clean mouth. But this time around, he went to that place. And he went first time, second time, third time, nothing happened. The fourth one, when he went, suddenly the Holy Ghost was moving. And the leader of the fellowship was just moving. He saw one person fall. Second person fall. Say, ha. Four. Say me? No, not people like me. So he went to one wall in the hall and leaned like this. Let me see how I will fall. He just rested on the wall like this. The fellowship president came and touched him on the forehead. He fell back. And the next time he remembered himself, fellowship has ended. Everything, his fellows, his executives that rounded him like this, and he was speaking in tongues. Nobody led him to Christ. The same person I was begging, please be born again. You will die and go to hell like this. Please be born again. Since that day, I swore I will not beg anybody. There is what we call an akazo, the compelling auction. Sister, you need something. You are doing you service, Abby. You are true. You are still doing. Don't go back without something, my friend. Amama, sisa. Amama, koba. Setele, vevelo. Kura sasata vila. Brento katakwas. Listen, listen. You need something. Something peppish. Something corrosive. Look at where you are now, powerless. Are you not angry with your life? Every day you wake up, you see AIDS today now. You are not angry enough. You see AIDS today. We don't fast though. It's just that where we are going, we have not seen it. I wake up, I lose appetite for food. I don't have to. I lost appetite. Give me power or no food. Why will I be preaching to my mother? Even your mother is still, every day he is still saying the same. The reason why, there are certain kinds of persecution in your family that is as a result of powerlessness. When you have opened her deaf ear and told her today you will sell and get 100,000, and she came back, it happened. She will be quiet. She will know you are a priest. Huh? She will just be telling you, make sure you come back by 8. We can't stop you now. Because we have seen that what you are doing, something is in it. But before, they used to say, what are you people even doing there? All the time you'll be making noise. What is shayaya? We are not even hearing what you are saying. Speak in a language somebody will understand. As if you are Yoruba, right? Where are you from? Okay, you are from Ghana. So imagine, I don't know your language. Whatever your language is it God's language? Is Igbo language God's language? Is Yoruba God's language? Hausa, Swahili, German. Countless languages in the world. And my mother or your mother told you that you need to pray in Igbo language so that God will hear you. And you believed. You are a fool. That means the one that spoke in Swahili, God can't hear him now. Because when a man speaks in Swahili, do you hear it? Do you understand? So does it mean God doesn't answer? What language does God hear? Think. Does he hear your vernacular, my friend? If you want to speak in such a way that God will speak in tongues, I'm not saying you can't pray in understanding, but speak in tongues. That is a general language. I need to tell you. Now, listen. The division of language is actually a curse. It's not a blessing. It's the curse of that came at Babel. One of the things that in the advent of the spirit, there was unification of language in the spirit now. In Jesus. Let me stop here. If not,